KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Hope you're enjoying your day. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. Special thanks to Deidre Gott, who books all the live music. And we'd like to welcome Elizabeth Cook to Studio 1A.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine today. How are you?
Good.
You're in town because you're playing at the Cactus Cafe tomorrow night.
That's right, yeah.
Have you been at the Cactus?
I have, yeah, a handful of times.
Yeah, it's a nice, intimate room and a great place to see artists like yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where's home these days?
I live in Nashville still.
Okay.
Yeah, been there since 96.
Yeah,
it's been a while,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's have you do a tune and we can catch up on stuff in just a minute. What would you like to start off with?
I'll do this old... an EC classic. This is called El Camino. It's off the Welder record. I know this guy, he all wrong for me. He wears shirts that are tripping on LSD. I must be high as a kite on diesel fumes. He got me sporting bell bottoms and braids to school. I never thought he'd get this far, certainly not in that kind of funky ass car. He been picking me up every day at the curb in his 1972 refurb. El Camino, it brown and tangerine Camino, it drains some gasoline Camino, El Camino. I told him, your car is creepy, man, and not in a gangster kind of way, but in a perv kind of way. You got a lot of nerve driving that kind of car and taking me fishing out to the park. You got some dude on blow and that movie Boogie Nights. And this Friday night, you wanna go to the fights at your Camino. It's brown and tangerine Camino. It drank some gasoline Camino. Lean in a sink of me. After Saturday matinee roller derby, we went parking and things got blurry. I thought, man, I can't get much hotter. And then I caught a whiff of pina colada. And we were making love in the disco era. And he was Travolta and I was Farrah. I was like, man, what is happening here? Dude must have put a quaalude in my beer. And if I wake up married, I just have to annul it right now. My hands are in his mullet. In that Camino, it brown and tangerine Camino, you drink some gasoline Camino, it's lean and a sink Camino, it brown and tangerine Camino, it's lean and a sink Camino, El Camino, El Camino.
We're here with Elizabeth Cook live in Studio 1A this afternoon on KUTX 98.9, a tune called El Camino. Based on facts?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, what are facts, really?
In this day and age, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So, Elizabeth, you're originally from Florida, from a pretty big family, musical family. Your parents both were involved in music.
Right.
And how old were you when you made it to Nashville? Were you still pretty young?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we started going when I was a kid, but when I graduated from Georgia Southern University and landed in Nashville, gosh, I guess it was 98-ish, something like that, 96 maybe. And I had a job as an accountant. Mm. And I did that for a little while, and then I didn't like that job. So I got offered a publishing deal, sort of on a fluke. A guy needed some songs demoed and needed like a traditional country girl singer to do some of the singing. I went into audition, I guess, and played a song that I had written in high school. It was on my lunch break from Pricewaterhouse, and he offered me a publishing deal on the spot, and I took it as fast as I possibly could.
A little bit more interesting than doing accounting.
Yeah, you know, and at that age, I didn't have, you know, a ton of responsibilities and you know, it's like, now's the time. I can go back to accounting at this point, but.
So you were on the Grand Ole Opry. That must have been quite a thrill. What was that like?
It was. You know, just earth-shattering, really. The manager of the Grand Ole Opry at the time came and saw me play a show at the Exit Inn in Nashville and invited me to be on the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
And I remember that first night I was on Billy Anderson's portion. I sang a song called Make and Believe. And all I wanted to do was not tank and do well enough to get asked back. And I did. And it's been over 400 appearances on the Grand Ole
Really?
Opry now.
Wow,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Whole bunch.
That's just terrific. We're talking with Elizabeth Cook, and she's performing tomorrow night at the Cactus Cafe, and you can get tickets at cactuscafe.org. You going to be doing solo acoustic, or do you have a band?
Yeah, it's solo acoustic this time. I have come through with a band and done different rooms, but solo acoustic on this tour, working up new material for the new record. It's a good way to do that.
So the last record's almost 2 years old, Exodus of Venus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little dark, right?
Yeah. It's fair. Yeah.
So you're also a DJ on Sirius XM.
Yes.
So how did you land that?
I was on a press tour for an album that I put out in 2008 called Balls, and the boss there at the time, Jeremy Tepper, heard me talking and said, "We need a female on the channel. Would you be willing to take on a morning radio show on satellite radio?" And I was like, "No, I would not. Thank you, though." And then he kept after me about it and asked me if I would do Fridays, and I started doing Fridays. And he asked if I would do Thursdays and Fridays, and I did Thursdays and Fridays. And then it became Monday through Friday. Almost 10 years ago now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you're on the road, do you pre-record shows, or do you have some way to send shows in?
It's magic. Yeah, I have a laptop, and all my gear is mobile, so I just do it wherever I am.
Oh, great, great. So they can catch you?
I've done it from Australia, Japan,
wow,
the UK many times.
Yeah. Radio's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all right. They haven't fired me yet.
All right. Me either. So there you go.
We're hanging in there.
Elizabeth Cook, can we get you to do another tune?
Yeah, this is a new one I'm working on. My mom and dad were in a honky-tonk band together, and my mother co-fronted this band with this guy named Stanley Terry. Then my daddy used to call Stanley By God Terry. And they drank a lot and kind of terrorized the honky-tonks of Central Florida. So, to the best of my knowledge, every word of this song's true. This is called Stanley By God Terry. Stanley By God Terry knew exactly how it felt to play a George Jones song. White leather belt, matching shoes, polyester blues. At the Pine Grove Lounge, all you can drink booze. Bloody bucket of old brawls and men who'd been clean shaven when they started at 10. When Stanley got going with Mama by his side and Daddy on bass singing Charlie Pride, Elijah Folsom, stand by your man, just a few you might hear from the band. Nobody gets it like Tom T. Hall. Sad, fun laughs off a disco ball. Well, they could kind of play, but they can really drink. Somebody finally say exactly what they think. And sawdust pines on last night's beer. Old town, a rearview mirror. There's a fighter in every dancing fool. Watched it all as a baby from a black bar stool. Stanley's wife, Carolyn, didn't care to hang around. She liked her drink, just didn't take it in town. They knocked down drag out every weekend by some. Sunday somebody's face was on the mend, passed out cold on the concrete porch. Love sure is a bitch when your liver is scorched. South in Northern County had a whole nother bar where the band would play. Since it wasn't very far, there were more strange women, even more smoke in a field by a legendary live oak. Carol came in hot on Hennessy. She left and wrapped her car around that live oak tree. I remember in the morning, Mama dropping the phone. I remember hushed words, hearing Daddy groan. They had a pretty daughter, a shy little Sherry. We went and picked her up from the school library. She was 16 and could sing so sweet. On a really good night, she'd babysit. After all that, it gets kind of cloudy, but 2 years later, she will miss something catty as small-town trashy tragic goes. She feathered her hair and sang the rolls. The whole cow palace knew just how she felt. And Stanley, by God, Terry wore a wide lip. Country music and hillbilly pain. Big stories that will hurt you and hold you like a
chain. Elizabeth Cook live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. Well, you really have a beautiful, intoxicating Dixie fried voice.
I got the fried part for sure. Yeah.
Is that a tune that you wrote?
Yes.
Stanley, by God, Terry.
Yep.
All righty. So you said you're working on another album. When might we see that?
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping for a first quarter 2019 release. It takes so long, but I would like to finish the recording part this summer.
Yeah, and you want to do it right when you get it out there.
Yeah, you do. I just wish it didn't take so long to set them up and all that stuff, but it does, I guess. I don't completely understand that part of it. I'm fortunate to have folks that help me put out records, so I try to just take it when it comes. But yeah, I'm hoping for a first quarter 2019 release with that song that I just did on it.
All righty. Well, Elizabeth Cook is at the Cactus Cafe, the Intimate Cactus Cafe, tomorrow night, which is a great venue for what you're doing. You can get your tickets at cactuscafe.org. Elizabeth's going to stick around and do another song, and we'll have the entire set up online on our website at kutx.org. But we're going to close out the live portion. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us and sharing those great songs
with us. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer, and Deidre Gott, our producer. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I've got some tickets to give away and some great music. So stick around. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.